نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Today regarding the angels and the jinn. Belief number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a certain creation from light. They are concealed from our gazes, they are known as angels. We have not been informed whether they are masculine or feminine. They neither eat nor drink. They are free from urinating and defecating. They have been entrusted with many duties. They never do any action contrary to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are constantly in the worship of Allah ta'ala in different forms and never weary of worship, get tired of worship. They are innumerable. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the exact number. Amongst these, there are four that are very famous. Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israel alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam. Munkar and Nakir question the dead in the grave. Kiram and Katibin are those angels, the whole group of angels who record the good and evil deeds of men. 19 angels have been deputed over Jahannam. Some angels are carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some are in charge of looking after humans. And some are making tawaf. In brief, the angels are deputed with various duties which they readily fulfill. Verse number 2, Allah ta'ala has created a certain creation from fire. They too are concealed from our gazes. They are known as jinn. They are righteous as well as evildoers amongst them. They also have offspring. The most famous amongst them is the evil Iblis, that is Shaitan. Beliefs regarding the divine scriptures. Belief number one, Allah Ta'ala has sent many divine scriptures and booklets from the heavens via Jibreel alayhi salam to the messengers so that they could convey to their people the divine commands. Four of these books are famous. The Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, the Zabur was revealed to Dawud alayhi salam, and the Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salam. All these scriptures were revealed for a specified time. And the Quran Sharif was revealed to our beloved Rasul Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran bears testimony that these books were the true revelations of Allah Ta'ala and that they were changed by people. It is necessary to believe in the truthfulness of all the divine books in their original form and not in the altered form which they are presently in. Belief number two, the Quran Sharif is the final scripture. It has cancelled and abrogated the other divine books. It was revealed over a period of 23 years. No new scripture will be revealed. It is the best of all heavenly scriptures and a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rulings of the Quran Sharif will remain till Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to preserve the Quran, which entails its words and meanings. No additions, subtractions or changes can appear in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us yaqeen and conviction. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 11th Farah was recited, 11th Juz, Surah Tawbah. And in this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one battle which had taken place, battle of Tabuk, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this actually was a test of Iman, to see who is a mu'min and a munafiq, a hypocrite. I once asked one alim, said that, In the hadith, we get many hadith showing this munafiqs in the Quran Sharif, also many places. And the Shia say that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, na'udhu billah, they were munafiqs. So how, what answer can we give them to say that they were not munafiqs? Is there any, what is the criterion between a person of Iman and a person of hypocrisy? How will a person know? MashaAllah, Alim gave me the answer. He says that look at jihad. And the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions that those people, for example, the battle of Badr, who took part in the battle of Badr, what is their rank? Allah mentions in the Quran Sharif. In the battle of Uhud, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how he forgave the believers, but especially Badr and the battle of Tabuk. That is why in Tabuk, it was a command for every single sahabi to go out. And only the munafiq and the hypocrites remained behind. So a person who took part in the battle of Tabuk is definitely a person of Iman. So we just have to prove now, from history, that this person, he took part in a certain battle, in the battle of Tabuk, for example, that Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu, they were Badrin Sahabi. He didn't go out in this battle, they were severely reprimanded, because Allah ta'ala wanted to make a differentiation between Kufr and Iman by means of this battle. So till Qiyamah now, we'll know a person who taken part in that battle, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Allah has turned special attention towards the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muhajirin, and the Ansar who followed him in this great battle. Allah Ta'ala's special favor was upon them. And wa'ala salatati alladhina kullifu, even those three who had to remain behind. And they were punished. Very severe punishment. 50 days they were boycotted. And eventually the after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned his attention towards them also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this is one clear sign to see who is a person of iman and hypocrisy, the jihad. That is why it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who passes away and he has not made jihad and he has not even spoken to himself and had this desire and feeling within himself to take part in jihad. Mata ala shu'batin min nifaq. He passes away with a branch of hypocrisy within himself. So this is actually a feeling we should have, a desire. That Allah, I'm prepared to give my life in your path. This is a sign of iman within a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the beginning about the munafiq and hypocrites. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back from his battle, they spoke lies. And they tried to cover up for their faults and their weaknesses of not going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were trying to make you happy, O Nabi of Allah. But they are filthy and evil people. And the final abode is Jahannam. And normally a person's lies, it comes out and it destroys a person later on. A person feels, I speak lies, I get out of a problem and situation. It lands a person in even a greater situation, a greater problem. More harm it brings into a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There are three groups actually in this world. Al-Muhajireen wal-Ansar. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wal-Ladheena attaba'uhum bi-ihsan. And those people who follow them with sincerity. Radiallahu anhum wa radhuan. Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot be a muhajir, we cannot be an ansar, but we can be of the third group only. Those people who follow Sahaba radiallahu anhum, with sincerity, Allah is happy with them, and they are happy with Allah, and Allah is prepared from the Jannah, which will remain there forever and forever, and this is the greatest success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the hypocrites, the masjid which they had built, and the object of that masjid was to create division amongst the believers, and to inflame people against, to fight against Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never to go to that masjid, but to go to that masjid, Masjid al-Quba, Masjid al-Nabawi, which was based on taqwa from the first day. And one special quality of those people in that masjid was يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. They love to purify themselves. One is physically also, they would utilize water when they would go to make istinja. So a person of iman is a person of cleanliness, of purity, external purity also, and internal purity. So we should always make sure that we follow the Islamic system of charity, teach our children also. Nowadays the high toilet has become very common and vogue, whereas the low toilet was actually the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to squat. And we teach our children, we try to encourage them to use this system, to utilize water, not just to use the toilet paper, and to cleanse ourselves. It's a very filthy way, and it's not the way of Islam. Beautiful teachings of Islam, how a person must remain pure. Allah give us true understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions who are the believers, al-mu'mineen. Allah gives nine qualities here. At-ta'ibun, those who make tawbah always in great abundance. And they have got the quality of abadiyat, abidun. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they are the servant slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are sa'ihun, one meaning can be, they are fasting always. They have the quality of fasting minimum in the month of Ramadan. Otherwise every month, 3 days minimum, they are fasting. The nafal roza, great virtues for it also. Or it can mean those who are making safar in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-raki'un al-sajidun, those who are engaged in ruku, who are making sajda, commanding people towards righteousness, preventing them from evil. Wal-hafidun al-hududillah, and keeping, protecting the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying within the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person, he gets a case of josh in deen, he comes now, for example, to the khanqa, he goes in jamaat, he gets a lot of josh now. And now he doesn't fulfill the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes home now, he doesn't fulfill the right of his wife, he doesn't fulfill the right of his children. I'm always out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm not leaving food for my family members, I'm not looking after them. So there is a system in life, in our deen, even ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are certain bounds. A person cannot exceed the bounds in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is doing so much of ibadat, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented some sahaba radiallahu anhu, you're doing so much of ibadat, that now you are uttering words, you're falling asleep, and then you think such words, perhaps you are, instead of making dua for yourself, you are making bad dua for yourself. So a person exceeds the bounds. So there is a moderate part, and this will come when a person stays in the sohbat of wuzruqs, and he makes mashura with them regarding his a'mal, his actions, etc. So a person doesn't exceed the bounds. Sometimes a person goes into too much of one thing, and then he leaves out, he forgets all the other aspects. That is, our deen is the most perfect way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, give glad tidings to the people of iman. These are the people of iman who have got these qualities within themselves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O people of iman, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, bring within yourself the quality of taqwa. And how will a person bring within himself the quality of taqwa? كُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, stay in the company of the righteous and the pious. Those who are true in their taqwa and their piety, as in the second Juz, second para, we had, I read the ayat of the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The people who got all the branches of deen in their life, they are the truthful people, they are the people of taqwa. So a person who's got the whole of deen in his life, not only certain aspects of deen, can stay in the company of such people. And Hazrat Ibn Sabr Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that this is a command from Allah Ta'ala, continue remaining in their company. He says it's a proof that when Allah has given this command, till the day of Qiyamah, there will always remain one jamaat of people who are sadiqeen, who are true in taqwa, the pious people. Allah will create such people in the ummah. So it's impossible that Allah will give us a command, and is that possible for us to practice upon it? So the jamaat will remain. And how long must a person remain in that company? خَالِتُهُمْ لِتَكُونُ مِثْلَهُمْ. Until a person becomes like them, he gets the qualities within himself. A person must stay in the sohbat and company of the pious and the righteous people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every step a person is taking, he is getting rewarded for it. But even though jihad and going out in the path of Allah is very great, one jamaat must remain back, and they must acquire the knowledge of deen, because the knowledge of deen is very extremely great, and it's got a very great status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone must not go out, but the people must remain behind to acquire the knowledge of deen. And then when the mujahideen come back, then they can acquire the knowledge of deen from these people. They can also benefit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the surah mentions that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to you, what qualities he has got, and the feelings which he has got for the believers, and how compassionate he is, wants to remove harm from them. Rahim, he is most merciful and kind. He wants to shower his favors upon them. So what a great Nabi he is. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا. But if the people turn away, then don't worry, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just say, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْأَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah is sufficient for me. He is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon him I place my trust. And Allah is the Rabb, creator and sustainer of the huge arsh. So this whole world for Allah ta'ala to control is nothing difficult at all. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to teach us, the person who reads this dua 7 times in the morning and evening, in kafahu Allahu ma amahu fi dunya wal akhirah, Allah will suffice him and protect him from all the things which will worry a person, cause gham and worry to a person in the dunya and akhirah. The person who reads this dua 7 times morning and evening, this is amongst our ma'amulat also, hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Allah give us tawfiq to practice. The next surah is Surah Yunus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning mentions about his great qudrat and his power and many, many things. We can see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are certain people that لا يرجون اللقاءنا, they've got no hope, with no desire to meet us. They are happy with this worldly life and their hearts are in this worldly life. And regarding our ayat and our signs, they are completely unmindful. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ. Their final abode is the fire of Jahannam because of the evil actions which they had earned. That Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that it's the quality of the kuffar and disbelievers. But you see, unfortunately, so many Muslim people today, وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, we are happy with this worldly life. Our whole mind and attention is towards this worldly life. Completely unmindful of the life of the akhirat. Completely unmindful of the ayat and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the kuffar will be in Jahannam. We are imitating them. We will also end up in Jahannam. On the other hand, the people who have got iman and do good actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them towards to Jannat because of that iman of theirs. And this is a wonderful place which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that one weakness within human beings is that whenever a person is in difficulty, then he turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gives the example, people are in the ocean and they are very, very happy, they are moving about, they are having a tour, all of these things. And suddenly one wind comes, a gale comes, and the waves are coming from all sides. And people realize now that they have been completely surrounded and they will be destroyed. دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ اللَّهُ دِينَ. With what sincerity now they call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, if you save us from this day, we'll be make a lot of shukr and thank you. And the minute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them, suddenly, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, they start making zulam, oppression in the earth, without any rights, committing gunas and sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, this oppression which you are committing is only causing harm to yourself. You are not causing harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the benefits you are getting in this world is for a few days of this worldly life. مَتَعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, some benefits of this worldly life. But remember, you have to come back to us, and Allah will inform you of exactly what you have done. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of this worldly life. It's like water which is coming down, and it joins up with the plantations in the earth. And now the earth looks very, very beautiful, and people feel they can take so much of benefit from there. Suddenly one night, the command of Allah ta'ala comes, a punishment from the side of Allah ta'ala comes. There is some calamity which comes down, either in a day or in the night time. and suddenly all the plantations are completely destroyed, as if it was never in existence yesterday. Like a human being comes in the soil, he grows up, starts taking benefit from the worldly things, and now he's become strong and powerful, and he thinks he is it, and he's the only one, and he can do what he wants to, and I've got so much of power and control. And once suddenly that his mouth comes to him, daytime or nighttime, as soon as Allah Ta'ala's command comes, and he's suddenly gone, كَأَلَّمْ تَغَنَ بِلَمْ. It was like he was never here in the world yesterday. This is just like he never existed at all. He's completely gone away from this world. So this is the example of this worldly life. So a person must never become deceived. We all have to leave this dunya one day. So how can a person now, when he comes out of difficulty and problems, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. Now when good conditions come, a person breaks the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know in our country also, when the rioting took place, everyone is running to the masjid, making dua, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the minute the condition goes away, then people go back to their old lifestyle again. Again back to television, again back to immorality, immodesty, and open immodesty and immorality, the dressing and all of these things. So when a person has got dunya, the love of dunya in his world, in his heart, then this automatically will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Wallahu yad'u ila dhari salam. Allah is calling you to the house of salamity and safety and protection, which is the life of the house of Jannat. And lilladina ahsan al husna wa ziyada. Those people who will do good actions in this world, they will get husna, they will get Jannat wa ziyada, and far, far greater than their Jannat. Which ulama, one tafsir is, they will get the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirat, which is the greatest bounty in Jannah. No other bounty of Jannah will ever equal the bounty of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions the challenge that if you people say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made up this Quran, then bring just one surah, like the surah of the Quran Sharif, and call whomsoever you want to in this world. If you are truthful, it's impossible. The Quran Sharif is definitely the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is the miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Quran Sharif is so powerful that قَدَ جَاءَتْكُمْ مُعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. It is nasihat and an advice from your Creator and Sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. What a beautiful word. All the time the Quran Sharif is encouraging us towards good actions. And وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cure for the sicknesses which are in the heart of a person. The greatest sickness of kufr and shirk, hypocrisy, bid'at, innovations, and many, many other sicknesses of pride, love of this world. The Quran Sharif is a cure for all of the sicknesses which are in the heart. The more a person will read the Quran Sharif, follow the Quran Sharif, and bring the Quran Sharif into his life, it will be a means of cure for that person. And when a person has got become cured in his heart, and he's taking the advice of the Quran, wahudan, it's a road for a person towards Jannah, towards righteousness, and rahmatun, and it's a means of getting the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell the people, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bifadlillahi wa birahmatihi, fabithalika falyafrahu. With the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Islam, and with the Quran, this is something a person must be happy with. Huwa khairu mimma yajma'un. It is far better than all the wealth and the possessions, than all the things which they have got in this world. You got Islam, you got the Quran Sharif, you got the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell the Muslims they must be happy with this, they must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great, great bounties. Normally we get happy when we got physical bounties. But how many of us make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the spiritual bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man, whatever action he is doing, whether it's small, big, but a person is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not mithqali dharratin fil ardi wa la fis sama. Even one atom's weight of things in the earth and heavens, something smaller than an atom also, something bigger, every single thing is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the awliya Allah. Who are the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As Rakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, it's not, Allah ta'ala didn't say al-mutahajjidun, or those people who have got tahajjud in their lives, or those people who have got many, many other qualities. These are very great qualities. We should try to bring them. It'll take a person closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says two qualities. Amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Iman and taqwa. Taqwa means to fulfill the faraz, wajib, sunnah, muqaddah, and to stay away from haram. This is the person will become to the first level of wilayah. He'll get closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with taqwa, abstaining from kunaj and sins. As this is a person, the whole night is sitting and making tahajjud namaz. The next morning after fajr, he's sitting with his sister-in-law without farda, and he's sitting and having a discussion. They're having tea together, they're having breakfast together. So how can, there's no taqwa in a person's life. The commands of Allah ta'ala are being broken. So this person can never be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What benefit he gets? لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There is no fear upon them, and they will neither grieve. Ulama have given different meanings of this. One beautiful explanation is that the awliya Allah are such people whose hearts are connected to the akhirat. Their hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no fear upon them. That is, in this world, they do not have the fear of the future. My dunya will be destroyed. My house will be destroyed. Small, small things of this world. People of this world, they are very, very worried. What will happen in the future? I've got this worry, I've got that worry. Of all the things of the dunya. So the awliya Allah, the things of the matters of the dunya, there is no fear upon them. Because their connection is towards akhirah. Their hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they've got akhirah in front of them. Similarly, if they lose anything of this world, worldly matters, worldly things, there is no grief for them. They don't worry about it. Because those things are so small, they've got no real value in their eyes. If they got it, alhamdulillah, they make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they don't have it, it doesn't make a difference to their heart. So this is the effort a person has to make to bring the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. When this will come, then all the things of this world will seem insignificant to such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for such people, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. For them is glad tidings in this worldly life and in the year after. In this worldly life, good dreams which a person sees is called basharat. Person cannot establish any masala of deen from any dream, but it can be a means of basharat, of glad tidings for a person. And the Prophet said in the hadith, the reason of this bushra is ru'ya as-salihah. Whether a believer, he sees a good dream himself, or somebody else sees a good dream regarding him. So this is one sign of the person is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have good dreams about them, etc. And in the year after also, Allah has great glad tidings for them. The angels will be with them at the time of death, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, giving them glad tidings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this. So a person must make an effort to become amongst the awliya Allah, and Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. To get the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest success which a person can have in life. The last ruku of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions incidents of three anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. One is of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, how he went to his people and called them towards deen, and they were not prepared to accept. Finally, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam goes to Fir'aun, such a big zalim and oppressor, and he also is not prepared to accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi and revelation. When the Muslims were going through oppression, we sent wahi to Musa and his brother, and tabawwa'a liqawmikuma bimisra buyutan, build houses in Misr, and make your houses qiblatan, in the direction of qibla, and establish salah there. So by means of salah, when people have got salah in their lives, this is the solution to all our problems, bring salah into our lives. So this was the command which was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tell the people to establish salah. One meaning, when Idris Kandilavi rahmatullah is mentioned, waj'alu buyutan qiblatan. Qiblatan means qubalatan, muqabalatan, next to one another. The Muslims must try to live as far as possible next to one another in one environment. So it becomes easy for people to establish salah, for to have an Islamic environment, a dini environment. Today, unfortunately, many people, they move out of the areas where there is masajid, etc., and they go to other areas, maybe for a better lifestyle, smarter houses. But unfortunately, they are deprived of the masjid, they are deprived of namaz with jamaat. Sometimes tabligh jamaat, so do not even know they are there, they do not visit them. Sometimes in the estate they are living, where they are completely closed up, and no one can visit them. So those people are deprived, and eventually, maybe they've still got iman, but their children are deprived of iman thereafter. They've got no connection with Muslim people. So our houses also, we should try to build it in such a way, where there's an environment of Islam around us. This will keep a person steadfast on deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give glad tidings to the believers. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam made dua against Fir'aun. Allah said your dua was accepted. But the dua was accepted, but the effect of the dua was only seen after 40 years. So the person must never ever lose hope in his dua. Continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, that how they cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had done wrong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually forgave them. So no matter what gunas and sins a person does in his life, but if a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance before death comes to a person, when death comes, then it's too late. Person can't wait until the time of death. Like Fir'aun, he waited when he was about to die now. He saw the signs of death already. Now he wanted to accept Islam. It wasn't accepted. But Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's people, before that, they made tawbah and turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. So person shouldn't wait until that time when he sees the azab, the signs of Allah's azab coming down. He should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this haqq and the truth has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who follows hidayat, he is following hidayat for himself. And if he is misguided, then he is causing harm to himself. And وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَاسْبِرْ حَتَّى يَحْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow whatever wahi and revelation has come to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you encourage other people, and you remain, make sabr until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of decision makers. So follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Encourage other people also to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wa sallam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عجز منكم عن الليل أن يكابده وبخل بالمال أن ينفقه وجبن عن العدو أن يجاهده فليكثر ذكر الله. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يقول يا ابن آدم إنك إذا ذكرتني شكرتني وإذا نسيتني كفرتني. حضرت ابو هريرة رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا بلا شبہ اللہ تعالی فرماتے ہیں اے آدم کے بیٹے جب تک تو میری یاد میں مشغول رہتا ہے اس وقت تک تو میرا شکر ادا کرنے میں لگا ہوا ہے اور جب تو مجھے بھلا دیتا ہے تو میری ناشکری میں پڑ جاتا ہے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says O children of Adam, whenever you make dhikr you are in reality expressing your gratitude and thanks to me. If however you become negligent and forget me, then verily you have been ungrateful to me. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O children of Adam, whenever you make zikr, you are in reality expressing your gratitude and thanks to me. If however you become negligent and forget me, then verily you have been ungrateful to me.